Welcome to our first call, our first group activation for the Ascension Particles, and very specifically to work on the six evolutionary chakras, which are literally like our stepping stones as we climb up into a 5D level of existence, which literally involves transforming our bodies completely. So, you know, to anyone that's kind of like, I meditated for 2 hours, why am I not in 5D yet? It's like, calm down. You know, the whole energetic and physical system is being transformed and overhauled and upgraded so that we can not only handle the high frequencies involved with being crystalline beings, but also for our carbon-based bodies, because this is the paradox of what we're going through, which is amazing, is that we get to bring the 3D body up, or we, if you want to look at it another way, we get to bring the 5D into the 3D. And that's almost never happened throughout, like, whatever, millions of whatever years of fake time, blah, blah. It's very, normally there's a process where you lose your body and then, then you're back. And we're, no, that's not the goal. This time around, the goal is for us to bring that 5D frequency all the way into the body, which the body will become more and more 5D without it meaning that we need to, you know, destroy it. It's not the right word, but, you know, that the physical body needs to die, which I don't think people realize how crazy, crazy insane that is, because what normally happens when we incarnate into a body is we spend the first 21 years of it kind of like absorbing a specific wound, you know, that from the fabric of humanity that we're going to work on through that life. So what happens when we get to not need to switch to a new body 80 years after we got this body? We get to work these wounds so much more deeply. And that is an incredible gift for all of humanity. Incredible. Like, think about it for a second. You know, you've got a whole ancestral line. Some of them got to live maybe 40 years, 50 years, 60 years. Like, do you really have time to ingest a wound, a trauma of humanity, carry it in your body, spend 21 years having your ego try to figure out what's going on, making up a bunch of stories, and then having, you know, what should be the rest of your life to transcend and transmute these stories. But then you got to work full time. You got to take care of your kids. You got your house. You got, you got to go pick berries and hunt lions and I don't know what. Like, so this gives us a quality of time to actually be able to process transgenerational trauma. That's amazing. I know some people are like, what's in it for me? I want to heal my thing. But like, that's what we do. What's in it for me to heal my ancestors? Everything. Because I'm carrying it in my body. So that's the incredible potential of what we're going through right now. Right? Including in your personal life, there's always the possibility of big change through change within. Okay, that's just my little mini celebration of where we are at. The Ascension Particle calls originally were done 5 years ago. The energies were denser then. But I feel the energy of these particles a lot more than I did 5 years ago. So coming into this field now, it's going to be faster for you than it was for us 5 years ago doing this work. So that's the beauty. Think about it for your kids. Everything will be easier for them. Everything you're willing to do, every sludge you're willing to gunk through and find your way out of it is gone. It's gone for the next generation. If that's not enough of a reason to do the great work of our times, I don't know what is. And it used to be very hard to do that work. Now it's like, whoa, it's kind of like putting a knife in butter. It's a lot easier. It's a lot easier. So enjoy. Enjoy. Be in joy about where we're at. That's my little to you all. So about these ascension particles, just in a nutshell, there's seven basic ascension particles. There's nine physical doorways. And there are 13 energetic doorways to receive and absorb them into the physical body and into all the auric field. So into the physical cells and into the photoluminescent cells. Big word, just means cells of light bodies. Of these 13 energy doorways, 7 are the main chakras. And then there's 6 more. So the 7 chakras are the 7 usual energy doors. And then these 6 evolutionary chakras or ascension chakras is another name they're given, are what allow us, as we bring these ascension particles in deeper into these energy centers, they are literally stepping stones. Isn't right, because it doesn't represent the idea of a ladder, you know, but it's how we get from one place to another. Just working with our existing energetic system, our energetic system has been shaped by living on Earth for, you know, 30, 40, 50 years and coming in with everything that was already here before. So they're not, how to say this, our energy body system is not adapted to the next stage. And that's what the 6 evolutionary chakras kind of help to do. They help to bring in the new energies that allow the subtle body structure to transform more and more. We're literally transmuting our old bodies. So please, everyone here, don't be hard on yourself when you're super tired and you don't know why, or when you're super emotional and you don't know why. Why? Like, the why is called, we are literally transmuting a body into a new shape. That's the only why you need to know. You know, it's not about what he said and she did and rah, rah, I didn't sleep enough and you drank a glass of wine last night, or I don't know what. We are literally transforming and transmuting an entire system in ourselves and in the world. So give yourself a break, man. This work is hard enough as it is. So these particles, the solar particles, the prana particles, these have been around forever. It's just that they are now infused with even more high frequency energy because of all these other little particles coming to play with them. Solar and pranic particles have always been part of our lives. They float in the atmosphere. They're in your food. They're in your heart. And then we've got another set of particles that came in called crystalline particles. There's celestial crystalline particles and terrestrial crystalline particles. The celestial ones are very intense to work with. They come from these like gamma waves that ripple through. And what they are telling us, or what they are forcing as we absorb them, is what I call the plexus purge. These celestial crystalline particles are coming and they are making it harder and harder for us to hold on to dense negative emotions. And they're making them come out. And if you can imagine the idea of like what it looks like when you're vomiting, well, that's kind of what it looks like in your plexus when you accept to work with those. And then the crystalline terrestrial particles come from Atlantis. They come from deep in the earth. They were left here in these huge crystals that have all this information contained in them. And they are starting to come up out of the deserts more and more and more. So Sahara, Gobi, wherever else there's deserts in the world, they come back up through that. So any kind of like earthquake, it kind of like, it moves the sand, you know, and then all the stuff underneath, whoa, can come up. And then all that's mixing up, all that's floating around in the atmosphere. It's all floating all around us, right? So we can just breathe it in. So solar, pranic, crystalline, from above and below. And then the adamantine particles, these are from Lemuria. They're left to us by Lemurians. But this is important to understand with those. They didn't leave them. It's not like, oh, we just left them in some volcanoes for you. No, no. The whole Gaia was infused with that in her heart when they came as 5D beings coming into a 3D plane. They infused the heart of the earth with that. And therefore, every single one of us, when we are born, were born from the earth, we are born with these adamantine particles in our hearts. They are already there. The goal is to amplify and connect them with all the ones floating around on the outside, waiting, kind of waiting for hugs, you know, just like the prana. Prana is the same. You look at your food with love. Your love sends you back prana, you know, and like, so it's the same idea. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then the last two particles are the psychedelic ones. That's how I would describe them because we're like not fully ready for them, but they're doing a lot of work in our energy systems. So we've got the Orion particles, which come to us from Orion. They come through the Stargate. But more importantly, what they have done is they have built energetic structures around the Earth, almost like antennas. It almost looks like radio towers energetically. And these antennas are what grab the Orion particles coming and bring them in. The Orion particles have a fail-safe on them because they give a lot of information on how to balance feminine, masculine energies, how to create just societies, how to manage entire civilizations, you know, free energy, ta-ti-ta-ta, na-ni-na-na. A lot of information that in the wrong hands, you know, they can have a lot of fun with that. So they have fail-safe mechanisms. I love knowing things like that about how universal intelligence functions. You wouldn't give a vehicle and a key to your five-year-old, here, go drive my car. Right? So it's the same idea. These brothers and sisters that we have in the world, they're kind of like, well, let's just make sure, you know, because as long as control and greed and power and fear kind of govern the world, these informations, which are meant to make us go much higher, can also be used for vested interests. So the Orion particles come in through these kind of like weird little antennas all around the Earth, and they come in and then they mix in the atmosphere. And only those who are in a place where they can receive them in a place of integrity will. And this is another super interesting thing. They are able to measure these informations. Scientists are able to say, we don't know what that is, but there is an emission of some kind of wave coming to Earth. And it is obvious that it's not just the normal wave stuff of the universe. Like they can tell it's intelligent, but they can't decode it. Same with the particles and the crystals. It's like you have to be at a certain level to decode the information. And the last ones are the sixth dimension particles. So the sixth dimensional particles, they do two things. They play with the Orion particles and amplify what they're doing. But beyond that, what they do is they start preparing our body because once you hit 5D, you have access. You reclaim and regain your access to all the other dimensions, which is very hard for us to understand because we're thinking, well, if I'm in 5, I can look down, but I can't look up or whatever. It's not like that anymore once you get there. Fifth dimension means you are fully back in the sacred space of your heart, and the universal intelligence and your cellular intelligence are back at being besties. So whatever you want to know, it's a download. Like that's 5D living. And that includes whatever you want to know about other dimensions that are higher than you. The most important thing about the six dimensional particles is one of the ways that they come in is through the root chakra. They come in through the root because what they need to do to prepare us for true ascension, where we're going to start seeing beings that don't look like nothing like us, is they are restructuring our adrenal glands. Because you need to be able to not freak out if you see some dude with 3 heads and 8 arms. Like that's my cartoon way of saying it. But as we reconnect with these beings from other civilizations, the way our adrenals function right now, we're just going to go into adrenaline, cortisol, and grab a gun and shoot them or something. You know, like it's just, have you seen the movie Arrival? It's such a good representation of that. You know, it's the whole army's out there. Oh my God. Like, so that is a very important thing they do, which also makes us feel a lot more tired because we don't have our usual adrenaline junkie thing going on. Even if you're drinking coffee, you're like, why is it not? Why am I? So part of that is that you cannot remain in this narrow focused fear mode and ascend. It doesn't work together. You can't be like, and somehow, right? So that is such an important thing to remember. You need to be in a serene state to absorb these particles. You know, think about it. If you're in fear and stress and someone's beside you and they're trying to give you love, you don't feel it. You know, or you're like, oh, get away from me. Like, so this is the same idea. That is the most important spiritual work you can do right now, because that's what allows. That is you allowing. And you allowing is how these energies can, like, they're like, yes, the door is open. It's the same thing with being in fight or flight. You cannot rest and digest when you're in fight and flight. And rest and digest is how we heal. It's how we absorb. It's how we receive. That's the seven particles, the nine physical doorways, easy peasy, the two eyes, the two ears, the two nostrils, the mouth, the belly button, and the entire skin. Okay. The six evolutionary chakras, there's one that's called the clairsentience chakra. It's between your plexus and your heart. It's in the emotional body. Then we have the harmony chakra, which is between your heart and your throat. That's in your mental body. Then we have a chakra called multidimensional chakra right at the base of the skull, in the mental body as well. This is how we are able to talk with beings. It's our multidimensional chakra, literally. So one, two, three, a fourth one in the mental body above the crown chakra. And then the two other ones are higher up. They're all above the crown, but they're higher up and they're going into the causal and the buddhic bodies. So just so you know, I just want you to be aware of what the six evolutionary chakras are before I start playing around with them. And then you'll know what I'm talking about. When I say the fifth and the sixth above the crown, you'll know I'm talking about the ones that are way out there. The most important work you need to do right now is plexus purge. I cannot say that enough, because that's what the celestial crystalline particles, that's what they're forcing forward. We need to purge. You can't bring any of the crap you're holding onto into 5D about what your dad did, your mom did, your this, that. No, the karma, they burnt me at the stake, they did this. Yeah, they were all half asleep in a world full of fear. Okay. Like, how to say this in the most loving way? We just need to get over it. We need to get over it by going through the feeling and releasing it. For real. For real, for real. For me, it looks like a vomiting process, you know, like in a good way, in a good vomiting way. But the plexus purge is essential, because if you hold on to negative emotions that you've been carrying around in your plexus for I don't know how long, the clairsentience chakra cannot fully open. And that's the first of the evolutionary chakras. You can't go open the third one if you don't open the first one. That's not the way it works. They're stepping stones, remember. So the clairsentience chakra is your ability to feel how what you are about to emit emotionally is going to affect not only the other person, but their entire environment. If we hold on to this desire to be in negative emotions and he did this and she did that, there is no way we're going to get to have access to knowing how much that affects these other people. Once again, you're not going to give keys to a car to a five-year-old. So that is so, so, like, I would do an entire call just on that. Like, I would just repeat the same thing over and over again. Plexus purge, plexus purge, plexus purge, for 3 hours so that you can allow that clairsentience chakra to kick into gear. If you choose to be a loving presence in this world, you will care about how others are affected by what you emit. Of course. And imagine that you can not only feel how what you're going to send is going to affect them, but also how it's going to affect their children, their friends, their spouses, their parents, the community they live in. See, that's the potential of that clairsentience chakra is really helping you feel the effect of what you're giving. Not from an ego place, right? Like a place of, it's like a big celebration and we're all giving it to each other by moving the energy up. So you need to release, process, purge, however you want to talk about it. Everything is already coming up in the field for us to feel what we have held on to. So we can let it go, let the energy flow, let these particles really come in and do their work. And I want to explain to you something. You feeling the emotion of how angry you are at someone, we're not saying don't feel things like that. This is about not being like, I'm angry at him and he's a this and he's a that and rah, rah, rah. No. It's acknowledge how you feel. Don't lie to yourself. Acknowledge how you feel, but don't throw it on someone else. Don't use how you feel as a weapon on someone else. Feel it. Acknowledge it, punch a pillow, whatever, scream, blah, 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 all these funky little things we can do. Acknowledge it's there, feel it, and purge, purge. And as that clairsentience chakra starts to like, okay, they're willing, she's ready, he's ready, whatever, it opens up more and more. And then the next level up, that harmony chakra, which is between the heart and the throat and the mental body, these two are like they bridge together. So you need to fully activate the clairsentience chakra for the harmony chakra to be able to come online. Because the harmony chakra is like the next level of what that clairsentience chakra could do. The harmony chakra is about being, it's mental body, remember, right? So mental body is vision. So once that harmony chakra kicks in, you start being able to bring yourself into a situation you're about to go in and actually feel at a soul level, is there harmony? Does this serve harmony? I'm telling you right now, there's a lot of encounters we're about to go into that it's like, no. And the more that chakra kicks in, it'll be like, don't go there. Or sometimes, yes, go there, but here's what you can bring that will help to create more harmony. And you can almost kind of like see it being played out live through your vision. That's going to be an incredible ally. As I like to tell my students in my program, you're a scientist on another planet and you are discovering a bunch of butterflies you've never seen before. You're not in the place of analysis. You're in the place of like, wow. Oh, look at that one. Wow. So imagine that you can cultivate that energy in terms of whatever's coming at you, whether it's an entity or someone's intense emotions or, you know, some kind of energy that, oh, interesting. Oh, look at that one. Oh, look at how he's processing his pain. Oh, wow. Look at that. Scientists, full of love and awe. Neutral and open and curious, spiritual curiosity. And it's with that spiritual curiosity energy that I want us to start going into as we're going into the process. So sit back, close your eyes. If you know you won't fall asleep, lay down. You know, I love laying down to meditate, but just because I know I don't fall asleep. So keep some water handy just in case. When you feel thirsty, drink. It's your body letting you know. So let's start by just becoming aware of your triple heart connection. It's a line of light. It comes all the way down from the heart of God. It enters your crown. It goes through your central line, through your heart, out through your root, and down into the heart of Gaia. The heart of God, the heart of Gaia, your heart is the bridge. Your heart is the bridge that allows the celestial energies to come all the way into the terrestrial energies. So just taking a moment, feel your crown, feel your root, feel your heart as the center. Feel the connection from the crown all the way up to the heart of God. Feel the connection of the root all the way to the heart of Gaia. Imagine that there is this stream of divine, liquidy, powdery, snowflakey energy slowly, slowly coming to rest from the heart of God. It comes down ever so gently, falling on your skin, falling on your head and your shoulders, letting it sink into the body, letting that divine energy flow into your crown and fill your body. It's very, very light energy. Some people perceive divine energy as like kind of cold, like as in like a fresh, cool energy. Maybe it feels warm to you. It's okay. Just letting it slowly fall into you, into your neck, your shoulders, flowing down the arms, flowing out of the fingertips, flowing down the chest, the back, the waist, the hips. So light. Down the legs it goes. Woo! Out of the feet. Being aware of that central line. And now imagine you can inhale the energy of Gaia into you. Inhaling it up your legs. Inhaling it into your root. Inhaling up. It's like letting the nutrients, the minerals, the vitamins, all the energetic frequency of everything on this earth that built your body. Inhaling it up through the root. Nice big inhale. Fill it up. And the exhale, you release and you flow the energy out. You always let Gaia take back. You bring her in, she grabs things you no longer need, and you let go. Your mother knows. Mother Nature knows. And continue inhaling up that central line. I want you to inhale up into the sacral now. Inhaling into the sacral. And exhaling front and back of the sacral. If you need a little pointer, it's about 2 centimeters above your pubic bone and right through your sacrum. So inhaling the energy of Mother Earth into the sacral chakra. Exhale, flow that energy out front and back. And let's keep coming up. We're coming up the central line. We're bringing that Gaia energy. We're going to blend them together after, but one thing at a time. Inhale from the heart of Gaia up your central line into your solar plexus. And exhaling front and back. Again, nice slow inhale. I like that it's like inhaling it into a straw as a way to like, a really powerful way to slow down your breathing and get more in. So inhaling that earth energy into the solar plexus. And exhaling front and back. Like it's almost like a river flowing, letting that energy go back down to Mother Earth. She is the master recycler. She knows what to do. And let's go a nice big inhale all the way up into the heart. Let's bring that Gaia frequency all the way up to the heart where we already have the adamantine particles. Inhale, filling up the heart. Exhale, flowing the energy out front and back. You might notice other things getting activated in the body. That's normal. That's good. And I just want to spend a tiny little moment here. Just, it's almost like imagine that you can hug the adamantine particles that are already in your heart. They have always been there. They just wait for you to be ready to open up to love. That's like inhaling into the heart and like, aw, adamantine particles. Thank you. I love you. Exhaling front and back of the heart. Woo! Yeah. Good. Probably feel your thymus getting activated too, because that's one of the most important things these adamantine particles do, is they are helping to upgrade our thymus. And slowly but surely, your next inhale is to bring that Gaia energy up to your throat. So inhale that energy up through the central line. Up, 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 we go past the root, the sacral, the plexus, the heart. And we land in the throat. And exhale front and back. Such an important energy center. Imagine you can just give a little hug to your thyroid gland. Such an important gland too. It's just like, hi, thank you. Thank you so much. Nice big inhale from the heart of the earth all the way up into your throat. Filling it up, filling it up, filling it up. And exhale, flow it out. Nice. All right, let's come on into the head. We got a bunch of energy centers here. I want you to take a nice big inhale. It's intentional. It's loving. You are bringing in the energy of the heart of Gaia up that central line all the way into the center of the brain. And when you exhale, it's like rays of a sun. You exhale in all directions at once. All of the skull cavity. So you inhale that Gaia energy up into the center of the brain. Fill it up, fill it up. And exhale like rays of a sun. All through the brain, all through the face. All the directions. Feel it going through the ears. Through the eyes, the nostrils, the mouth, through all of the skull, through your hair. Okay. You're going to inhale from the heart of the earth all the way into the center of your brain. And you are going to exhale out of the base of your skull. Inhaling into the center of your head. Exhaling out of the base of your skull. We're going to follow, this is actually a double chakra. It's very interesting. We're going to follow the diagonal line that it's made of. So just follow me. Inhaling center of the brain, filling up the center of the brain, and exhale out of the top of your forehead. Inhale into the center of your brain from the heart of the earth, and exhale out of both of these directions at once. It's a diagonal line. It is one chakra. Inhaling center of the brain, exhaling out of the top of the forehead and the base of the skull at once. Good. We've worked on that one. Inhaling from the heart of the earth to the center of your brain, the heart of your brain, we could say. That's kind of cute. And this time you're going to exhale out of the bridge of your nose. Do that a couple of times. So inhaling center of the brain, exhaling bridge of the nose. So the reason we exhale through the bridge of the nose is because when we do it, we go right through the pituitary glands, which are a little bit lower. They're behind your eyes as opposed to your pineal gland, which is a little bit higher up in your brain. So one more time, inhaling from the center of the earth all the way to the center of your brain. Exhaling out of the bridge of the nose. All right, let's make sure we get the ears now. So inhaling from the center of the earth into the center of your brain. And then exhaling out of both ears at once. Woo! Inhaling center of the brain, exhaling out of the ears. Inhaling center of the brain, and now we're going to go all the way to exhaling out of the crown. Whew. Okay, let's do all of these centers at once in the head. Like you're inhaling in a straw. Inhale, slowly bring that earth energy up into the central line, to the root, the sacral plexus, the heart, the throat, the middle of the brain. And from your exhale out of all the centers I just said, exhale out of your ears, your nostrils, your eyes, the chakra at the base of your skull, the chakra at the top of your forehead, the bridge of your nose, the crown. Okay, I'm going to propose to you now that you open up your crown more. Through intention, it's very interesting because the crown chakra, when your crown chakra is like fully open, it almost feels like you're wearing a crown. Like it feels like there's some kind of pressure, like a little pressure all around your head. And that's literally because the crown chakra has opened up. So it's kind of normal if you feel something there. Lots of crown chakra activation going on. Just let that crown open up more and more. Very nice, very nice. So let's take a moment to say hello to our physical doorways. It's almost like a just a greeting, saying hello to the skin. It's like a spiritual hello. I don't know how to describe that any other way.
Saying hello to the belly button. Going to work with those a couple of seconds. So I want you to invite and welcome the ascension particles. They're floating all around you. The more you're aware of them, the more you can absorb them. The more you're calm, the deeper the absorption can go. So taking the time, just as you inhale, allowing yourself to absorb these particles through your skin, bringing them in through the pores of your skin into the inside of the body. And this isn't like, oh, I need to invite only this particular particle. Don't do that. You are aware of the seven particles. The ones, they know what to do. This is not about your intellect needing to tell anything what to do. This is about allowing the intelligence in your cells. And these doorways are composed of specialized cells. The goal is to allow the universal intelligence and the cellular intelligence to be in direct communication together. So it's like, imagine that you can just kind of open the skin, give full permission, full allowance, and inhale the energy all around you through the pores of your skin, from the tip of your nose to the tip of your toes, breathing with your skin. And the cellular intelligence knows what to do with each kind of particle. It knows exactly where it needs to go. We breathe them in and the central nervous system is like, okay, that goes there, that goes here, that goes there. You don't need to figure that out. Man, skin breathing is so amazing. My God. Feel that all the way into your, like the skin on your head and your neck and your torso, your arms, your legs, your toes. Take a moment here to invite even more pranic particles to play with you because they love coming in through the nostrils. They love it so much. It's like you have millions of cells specialized in your nostrils that have nothing to do with smelling things, that are actually about being able to absorb the energy of things, to absorb the prana. So just focusing for a couple of minutes on your nostrils and just allowing yourself to inhale and bring in more prana than before. Inhaling that prana into your nostrils and imagine it can go all the way directly into your heart. And from here, just allow the heart knows what to do. Just expand from the heart and let the heart bring those wherever they need to go in your body. You don't need to micromanage this. And take a little moment to open your mouth a little bit, like a straw, like you had a straw in your mouth. Same reason. Just to bring in these pranic particles, like a nice slow inhale into a straw. It's like just letting these pranic particles and the millions of cells specialized in your mouth about understanding how to work with the prana in food and water and air. And once again, you inhale it all the way into your heart. Let your heart do the work. Your heart knows where to bring it. It's got a whole system of arteries and veins and this and that. And Okay, we're going to concentrate a little bit on the ears and the eyes. Interestingly enough, your ears, way beyond hearing the sounds that you can hear, millions of cells in there are specialized in hearing all the dimensional sounds, the sounds that you don't hear with a carbon-based body. But the receptors in your ears are specialized in receiving the frequency of these sounds, whether or not you hear them. The same way that your eyes, the way they're made in a carbon-based body, I don't know, we see like a tiny sliver of what can be seen. What's the same idea? There are millions of cells in your eyes that are able to see way more. And that's what we're working with. So imagine that you can bring in a mixture of the solar and the pranic particles and all this little blend happening with the crystalline particles. The blend is everywhere. So this time, let's bring a little bit of focus on saying hello, welcome, welcome, allowing them to touch your eyes, allowing them to touch your ears, almost like you can inhale through your ears and your eyes. And this time we're inhaling, we're aiming that at the center of the brain. We're aiming that at the sixth dimensional body, which is the third eye related to the third eye subtle body. So inhaling, we're bringing that in into the center of the brain, into the pineal, into the pituitaries. And then nice and slowly as you exhale, you let it drop down into the heart. Just follow that central line down into your heart. And now let's have a little focus on the belly button. And I want you to imagine that you can breathe into your belly button a mixture of the particles with an emphasis on the celestial crystalline particles that manage the plexus purge. So inhaling into your belly button, like sucking in that energy into your belly button, letting it just fill up the whole abdomen area. Yeah. It's interesting because the celestial crystalline particles work on the plexus and the terrestrial crystalline particles work on the third eye. It's so interesting when you think about it. It's like inverted from the way our logical brain would want to think things happen. So inhaling into that belly button, just welcoming. I think we're beyond thousands of cells. It's like billions of cells down in the belly button that just they intelligently understand how to bring in the energy. Letting that circulate into the abdomen. And I don't know about you, but I'm feeling a little, that little clairsentient chakra is like, oh my God, am I going to get some energy? Focus on your solar plexus for a minute. Imagine that as you inhale through your belly button, it's amplifying the solar plexus and amplifying it. And this isn't, we don't always need to know what we're purging. We just need to allow. So imagine that you can breathe in these celestial crystalline particles even more into your belly button and bring them right into the plexus and let the plexus know, I fully allow that you release all low frequency energies that have been held onto. And exhale through the solar plexus. Inhale the particles into the belly button. Exhale the energy through the plexus. And notice if you can feel. Can you feel that clairsentient chakra kicking in a little bit? It's just above the solar plexus, a little bit below the heart. It's more subtle than the chakras that are on the etheric body, but just notice. Inhaling into the belly button. Exhaling out of the plexus. And bring attention to the spot just between the plexus and the heart. Asking for the clairsentience, or no, allowing. It's not even asking, allow. Allow that evolutionary chakra to kick into gear more and more. Allow yourself to feel the effect that you emit. You can even send, like, let's say, send a loving thought to someone in particular, or something going on in your life. You know, try to do that transition right here and now. Instead of holding on to something that's like, it's kind of like a little knot in your plexus, you're breathing in these particles into your belly button, welcoming their process of the plexus purge, well, allowing them, saying, yes, thank you so much. And as you let go, as you let go of something, make the choice to send a loving thought, a loving emotion, and let that clairsentience chakra allow you to feel at the emotional level the effect of what you are emitting. Oh, yeah. Oof. I think we can actually even work with the harmony one pretty quickly. I feel them, feel their harmonization. We're going to come at this one a little bit differently, though. So I want you to imagine for a second that you don't need to be able to continue to maintain something for it to continue. So there is still an inhalation happening of the celestial crystalline particles into your belly button and out through your plexus. There's an activation going on of that clairsentient chakra that's a little bit above the plexus and below the heart. A really easy way to feel is try to notice 5 centimeters from the level of your skin, about 2 inches. Try to notice if you can find that spot. It's not that it's there, but that's where it ends, because that's where the emotional body ends. It starts in the middle of the spine. Inhaling into the belly button, exhaling out of the plexus, and just try to notice that spot where the clairsentient chakra is. Okay. Now, still working with the crystalline particles, now the terrestrial ones, I want you to imagine that you can inhale these directly into and through your third eye. Like you're inhaling them from, like, not the center of your forehead, just a little bit lower. Oh my, I already feel the activation. Okay. Oof. My words rarely can speak as fast as everything going on, so I'm just allowing yourself to absorb and receive the celestial crystalline particles into your third eye, bringing them right into the center of the brain. And imagine that they can kind of go down the throat a little bit, and we're going to ask them to come out through the harmony chakra, which is a little bit above your heart, below your throat, This one goes out a little bit further than the one we just worked with, but let's just take a moment because I really, if I can find a way to harmonize these for all of us here today, oh my God. Okay, we're going to ask some assistance from the Orion particles that they tend to come in a lot through the base of the skull chakra. So I want you to imagine that you can inhale the perfect mix of the particles that you need. I've mentioned some, but you can also keep it as simple as that. Some are coming into your third eye. Some of them are coming into the base of your skull. They meet in the center of the brain. And then they come down the throat and they arrive at the harmony chakra. This is the chakra I was mentioning that's all about being able to perceive through vision the potential of harmony in any kind of contact you're going to have with another soul. And just for fun, let me remind you that you're still breathing in through the belly button and breathing out of the plexus, which is activating the clairsentient chakra. And now we're also breathing in through the third eye and the base of the skull and bringing that down to the harmony chakra. The best way I could describe it is when you're inhaling through the third eye and the base of the skull, the inhale, once again, as a straw, really good idea. It helps you to kind of focus in the energy even more. You're inhaling it into the center of the brain and then down the central line to the harmony chakra between the heart and the throat. And you exhale through here. It's almost like, hello, harmony chakra. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for helping me perceive the harmony of any encounter before I go into it. And more importantly, how can I increase the harmony in that contact? You just don't try to do this with your mind. You know, the mind's like, okay, I'm supposed to do this and I'm supposed to do that. I'm supposed to breathe there. Oh my God, I'm all lost. Your consciousness can multi-dimensionally do a whole bunch of stuff at the same time. Remember, this is about reconnecting universal intelligence with the deep intelligence in your cells. Let your body take over and do the work and let your mind sit back and receive. Just feel. I love the visual I just got. Oh my God. Bring your attention into the center of your heart. Open and allow the full activation of the adamantine particles. Remember, there's some already in your heart. They've been there your whole life, but there's also more and more of them flowing everywhere in the atmosphere. So imagining that you can inhale into the front and back of your heart, and it's not necessarily that you're bringing in more of the adamantine particles, is that you are fully activating all the ones that are already in you. And of course, you can bring some in too, just to have a party, you know, why not? And become aware that your heart is like the center of a figure eight shape that is connecting the clairsentience chakra between your heart and your plexus and the harmony chakra. between your heart and your throat. My God, that's so yummy. Oof. You know, the adamantine particles left to us by Lemurians, they're all about creating worlds that are made from the foundation of love and togetherness. So let's ask these adamantine particles to play around with the celestial and terrestrial crystalline particles. And let's connect and harmonize these two evolutionary chakras, clairsentience, that allows you to feel the effect of what you emit in the world of other people into the field, and the harmony chakra that allows you to have a much vaster vision of what you're walking into and how you can actually make it more harmonious. And just for fun, try to notice too, do you feel almost like a difference in texture of these two chakras? Because they're not in the same bodies, right? The clairsentience one is in the emotional body and the harmony one is in the mental body. It's a very different feel. And yet they are like brother and sister. Have fun with this. Let the intelligence of yourselves and the intelligence, universal intelligence, the intelligence of God, whatever you want to call it, let them work together. And you, the part of you that's the intellect, intellectual intelligence, let it sit back. Let it be that kind of scientist I was describing that's on Avatar Planet all of a sudden, and there's all these different butterflies and all these colors and all these, it's like, wow, wow, wow. Oof. Okay. Just enjoy right now. I'm waiting for the go internally before going somewhere else. Try to see if you can actually feel that figure eight and its momentum. The inhale involves energy coming into the belly button, being exhaled through the plexus. The other side, the inhale involves base of the neck and third eye goes in, goes down to the harmony chakra, goes out of it. So it's like all that's kind of creating a momentum. And that figure eight has a life of its own in a certain way. Just like that butterfly is flying, and it's like, wow, be like that. You're in the process, you are the process, and yet you also get to joyfully observe it. Take a moment to think about something coming up in your life or something that you're wondering, should I go there? Should I go see this person? Blah, blah, blah. Like, hold that in your mind's eye. And at the same time, be aware, the harmony center, and see if you can get like a glimpse. A glimpse of the harmony or disharmony of a future encounter. See if you can't notice from going from a negative emotion stuck in your plexus to allowing it to be purged to being able to feel how you will affect others. let's see if you can get all that working together, because that's the goal. The goal is for these two to be working together really closely. It's interesting, the feeling in my body right now is like I have it's almost like a kind of lightheadedness in my brain, but I feel my crown really open. So this is good. This is good. Things are moving and shifting and flowing. If you want to drink water, go ahead. Feel what your body needs right now before I keep going. All right, I'm going to keep going now. That figure eight feel is still going to keep going. We're going to bring our attention up to the base of the skull, the multidimensional chakra. And I want you to imagine that you can breathe in the Orion particles directly through the base of your skull, allowing the doorway of the multidimensional chakra to be fully restored, not only fully functional, but fully activated. Orion particles, I am willing to receive you. I am open to the transformation you will bring. I wish a just society. Thank you for the information and the teachings that you are bringing to us, for us to create a world. Oof, I cry. They have gone through so much war in millions and millions of years, to the point that an entire planet got destroyed there and millions of people died at once. So it's like they know. They've been there. They've been there already. They know how to create just societies where the feminine and the masculine is celebrated and reconnected together completely in all their complementarity. Giving yourself permission to move on from a world of war in you, you know, in you, between the parts of you. Asking these Orion particles to teach you what it means to be in harmony, to know peace, to know worlds in which everyone's needs are taken care of. And that allows for even more creativity and even more beauty to come forth. These evolutionary chakras make a lot of sense when you think about it. Of course, you need to purge your plexus so that you can become completely willing, only feed what is healthy and loving that you send to others, which further allows you to open up to your harmony center, which can tell you long time in advance the outcomes of situations and how you can better those. All that, and the heart chakra and the adamantine particles to bring us back to 5D love frequency. And then all of a sudden, the teachings of civilizations that have gone through millions and millions of years of growth and of understanding the value of peace and harmony and taking care of all life. I want you to connect now to the third chakra from the mental body, which is about 3 inches above your crown. About 10 centimeters above your crown for the Canadians and the Europeans. And you're going to let these Orion particles just know, I welcome you. I welcome you. It's a very silverish, silver powder-ish feel to these Orion particles, letting them be absorbed to the base of the skull and through that crown chakra above the crown chakra. Letting yourself know what it means to be in deep union and harmony with your polarities, with the yin and the yang, with the feminine and the masculine. Oh my. It's funny, we did not notice, but the way our crown is made is it's like smaller at the head, and then it opens up, you know, bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger as it goes out. So think about this for a second. This means that all these particles floating around, when you fully focus on bringing them in, opening up the crown and the crown above the crown, and hey, while we're at it, the two other chakras above. So the crown chakra of the mental body, which is the subtle body of the solar plexus, the crown chakra of the causal body, the subtle body of your heart chakra. So you got your crown chakra, you got the little etheric version, you got the emotional version, that's fine. And then boom, the mental body, crown chakra. Try to really feel it. Try to feel. Just go, come on up above your crown chakra. Try to feel. Yeah, yeah. And then just for fun, it's kind of like reaching up to try to connect to the two higher ones, the two other evolutionary chakras. All up that line. Coming on up, try to feel the mental body one, the causal body one, and the celestial body one. So the third, fourth, and fifth subtle body layers. And let this tumbling, rolling, fun little, I don't know how to describe it, coming down the funnel of your crown. Just woo! All of them getting to play, the celestial ones, the terrestrial ones, the pranic, the solar, the adamantine, the Orion, the sixth dimensional. All of these particles. Oh, and the skin's kicking in too, okay? Source energy asking for the level of activation that is perfectly aligned with the highest good of each of the people on this call, asking for the activation of the six evolutionary chakras for the highest good and the best possible way for each participant on this call. Now the crown chakra feels amazing. Bringing your attention to your root chakra. Remember the sixth dimensional particles. You know, a big part of the way they come in is through the root chakra so that they can get to the adrenals, so that they can start doing these upgrades to the glandular system. So just having that moment of sixth dimensional particles. Thank you so much. I welcome you in me. I welcome this transformation. Inhaling into the root, imagining that you can just bring in these six dimensional particles. Inhaling in them into the root, and imagine that you can exhale and just, oh, you can just bring them all the way into your adrenals. It's always, oh, it's so cute the way it looks to me. It's like little hands full of light, and they're just like under your adrenals, and they're just kind of holding them. It's time to grow. It's time to grow into the next level of our evolution. It is time to grow from third density to fourth density bodies. Yeah, take a moment to inhale from the front and the back of the heart chakra, activating the adamantine particles even more because they are responsible for the huge upgrades to your thymus gland. Each of these particles have huge effects on glands. So these six dimensionals, you inhale into the root, up to the adrenals. The adamantine, you can inhale them into your heart, but there's already a bunch in your heart too. So you inhale slash activate, and you allow that energy of the adamantine particles you inhale and activate into your heart to come up to your thymus. Thymus, here is support for you. As you undertake this incredible job of evolving our bodies from third to fourth densities, of bringing our bodies back into their natural cycles of growth, which span hundreds of years, not what's going on now. A fully functional thymus, a fully open energetic system receiving energy from the universe, we are meant to live at least seven cycles of 49 years. So thymus, with much love, imagining you can just offer it the adamantine particles, letting them kind of flow and circulate in there. And it's almost like little, it looks like little fireworks for me sometimes. Give me another 10 minutes. You can do it. You can do it. Stay with me. Allowing all of these particles to work together. So many glands are being transformed right now. The gonads, the adrenals, the thymus, pineal, pituitary, pancreas. I don't know if people know this, but it's actually a gland, not an organ. And this gland, as it upshifts, will bring in a lot more self-softness, softness and kindness towards ourselves, towards others, towards life and all its manifestations. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Ooh. Remember how we started? Taking the time to feel that triple heart connection, letting the divine energy flow in, letting the Gaia energy flow up. They haven't stopped doing that since the beginning. So become aware that your heart is the place where all these yummy energies get to blend together and play together. So imagine that you can inhale from the heart of God and the heart of Gaia. At the same time, you're bringing in the energy from above and below into your heart. And you are blending and harmonizing, letting it swirly together and dance and flow, tickle each other, And then when you exhale, it's like rays of the sun in all the directions, 360 degrees. Go, go, go. Inhaling top and bottom. Inhaling from the heart of God and the heart of Gaia into your heart. And exhaling, sending out rays in all directions, sending them through your body, through all the organs and the glands and the tissues and the liquids, right out to the skin, through the skin, into the auric field. And hey, some of us are sensitive enough, we can even feel when we're doing that as we cross not only the boundary of the skin, but the boundary of each of the subtle bodies as we find our way to the boundary of the aura. Inhaling from the heart of God and the heart of Gaia into your heart. Blending. And exhale, sending it out in all directions. You being willing to be a participant in the great work of our times. You just doing this triple heart connection breath, accepting to be the bridge of heaven and earth. And then exhaling that, just bringing that into the world. That's huge. And let's go a step further. I want you to inhale and bring into you more of these particles and all this yummy frequency that we're emitting and sending out. This is not a breathe out only process. We also bring it in. So breathing in these particles through the photoluminescent cells of the aura, breathing them into the boundary of each of the subtle bodies, all the way to the boundary of the skin, and bringing it all the way into the central line, all the way into your spine, all the way into your central nervous system, and trusting that the cells of your nervous system are connected directly to the intelligence, the divine design. Your job is just to open up, welcome it, let it come in, let it flow out, bring it back in, flow it back out. Every time you do that, you amplify that. There's no end to them. In the same way that you bring in your creations all the way back into your core star creates more light. This is the same idea. You breathing in these particles, receiving them, absorbing them, loving them, saying thank you, and then sending them back out. You amplify them. You multiply them. Okay, slowly, giving yourself a chance. Let's keep it super simple. Right now, you just drop all the whatevers and the visuals and the this and the flows and just come back to breathing with your skin. Millions of pores, millions of cells in your skin. Just breathing with your skin. It's like you're inhaling into the pores and you're exhaling through all the pores. Really try to feel all the skin at once, from the top of your head to the tip of your toes. And just slowing it down so it's nice and peaceful. Inhaling into all the cells of your skin. And exhaling, flowing it out of your skin. Let this be your natural state. The biggest organ of your body, your skin. May it be its natural state to be in this cosmic breath. And just keep your triple heart connection. Please activate that every day, just whenever you think about it. Oh yeah, my heart's connected to the heart of God and the heart of Gaia. Boom. That's the base of your pillar of light. So keep it in place. It's always there anyways. I just mean kind of rekindle your awareness of it on a regular basis. And just take your time. Take your time coming back to an awareness of the space that you're in. You can super gently like move your fingers and your toes. Just really take your time. Just go about this softly. Rock side to side or back to forth. Like almost like a 1 inch. 1 inch back, 1 inch front, 1 inch left, 1 inch right. Just very slowly. Nothing too quick. And just kind of like, oh, yeah. Create a new set point. The way you feel right now, that's normal. Still a lot of movement going on. It's very subtle and soft, and it's very nice. So I invite you to just take a couple of minutes to, it's like we're not going to try to go into a deep meditation, but just take a couple of minutes to be in silence, allowing everything inside of you to be silence, still. Grateful.